You're listening to the She Handles Business podcast. This is the space for women entrepreneurs building legacy businesses, balancing life, and handling it all through faith. If you're ready to build, grow, and scale your business, create a life of peace and abundance, and move like everything you place your hands to prospers, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Shamandrian. Grab your pens, grab a notebook, and get ready for faith-building interviews, life-changing tips, and money-making strategies to help you handle it all. Let's jump in. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the She Handles Business podcast. I'm your host, Shamandrian, and today, y'all, it's just me and you, and we're just chatting. And what are we talking about today? We're talking about when you feel stuck. I don't know that there is one entrepreneur that never, or I haven't met the entrepreneur that's never gotten to a space where they felt stuck in their business, whether they were in a space where they didn't know what to do in reference to moving forward with a new product, if they didn't know what to do with, you know, where their business is going, if it was shifting in that season and things are changing and they're not knowing how to evolve or how to adjust in that season, or maybe it was a mental barrier that caused them to feel stuck in that season. I can be my first to raise my hand to say I've had multiple seasons where I felt stuck. And if you can be real with yourself, you probably have felt that in certain seasons as well. And what I have realized in those seasons is that for me personally, I can only speak for myself. When I feel stuck, it's because I've stepped out of the space of trusting God and believing that He will give me the peace, the wisdom, the guidance, and the understanding. And I've started to take my business into my own hands. I've started to take on the mindset that I have to figure this thing out. Sometimes we go into seasons and it may be a season where you have to pause. And I don't mean pause in taking action, but maybe it's a season where you have to pause in executing all of the different things, whether it's starting the new launch so that you can release the next big thing in your business, or maybe you're on this schedule where you're saying that, you know, I have to have this out and I have to create this and I have to do this thing. And sometimes we find ourselves in a place where we're just overwhelmed. And when we have too many things on our mind and we're trying to execute too many things at one time, it can be very easy to lose focus on the main thing. And so for me in those seasons, I have to stop. I have to pause and I have to remind myself, because in those spaces, my mind has taken its own route. Like the enemy has come in and it's just playing all these tricks and he's just running all these games to keep me from moving forward, right? And then so it's like you get to a place where you feel overwhelmed about where you are in your season, and then the enemy uses that to bait you and to pull you into other spaces that keep you from being able to move forward. And we have to be able to, one, recognize the things and the doors, the opportunities that have gotten us into those spaces, and then recognize the point when the enemy says or starts to feed us things to draw us into that place of overwhelm and being stuck and not being able to move forward. Because when we can isolate those two events, one, I'm in this space where I'm starting to feel overwhelmed. And then two, this is when the enemy started to actually take action and I fed into it. When we can isolate those two events, we can look and say, this is what triggered me to start feeling overwhelmed. And if I know what triggered me to start feeling overwhelmed, then I can start figuring out how to combat that emotion and those thoughts and to replace them before it even gets to the space of where the enemy can push that door all the way open and start to run in and take control, right? And then secondly, we have to recognize how the enemy uses our minds. So if I know that when I have a lot of things on my plate, or when I'm trying to understand too many different ideas or process too many different ideas and execute on too many different ideas that it gets me in a space of overwhelm, I know now that I have to pause and I have to step back and I have to say, okay, God, what is the thing that I'm supposed to be doing right now in this season? Because I have taken this business back into my own hands and I've kind of run forward on all of these ideas that you have given me, and they're outside of timing. And because they're outside of timing, I'm doing them in my own strength, or I'm processing them in my mind. Because sometimes it's not even that we're executing on the things, but because we have so many things in our mind at once, it could make us feel, because we're exhorting the same energy, even though we're not physically doing it, we're exhorting the mental energy and the mental capacity that we have that's keeping us from being able to move forward, because we're trying to allocate our mental capacity in too many spaces. So for me, if I'm saying, okay, Lord, I'm recognizing that when I start to move ahead of you, because I'm a dreamer, God gives me all of these big dreams and I want to do them all. I have said over and over and over again that I'm leaving this world empty. That means when I leave, I have done and executed and put out everything that God has given for me to do. That is my goal. I want to be able to say, Lord, you told me to do this, 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 and this, and I did it. Whatever it is that he has for me to do, I want to do it, and I want to make sure that I'm doing those things well. But I know for a fact I'll get excited, and when I get excited, I start processing in advance. So I know the action that I need to take when I start to feel overwhelmed is to look and say, how many things are you trying to do? What are the things that God told you to do right now in this season? And what are the things that God has given you vision and insight towards that are for further down the road, or for you to start planning in its own timing? And so when I'm taking control of that, what does it look like? It looks like me recognizing the emotions of overwhelm, recognizing the feeling and the responses that I have when I'm overwhelmed by things, and starting to scale back and say, okay, let me stop this, this, and this. These are the things that are for later. These are the things for now. And let me just focus on what God has for me to do right now in this season. Because in order for me to execute right now well, or in order for me to execute later well, I have to be able to execute right now well. And then the second part of that, when we talked about recognizing the enemy's devices and being able to stop that second pass, is I need to know and understand when the thoughts shift. When the thoughts shift from being productive, when the thoughts shift to a place of lack, when the thoughts shift to a place of shame, when the thoughts shift to a place of fear, I know that those do not come from the Lord, and those are coming from the enemy. And so if I have, you know, I don't want to say failed, but if I failed to stop at the place where I've, you know, recognize that I've become overwhelmed, and the enemy does start to come in, I need to be able to recognize the voice that is not of the Lord. I need to be able to recognize that this is not of God. This is not who I am. These thoughts that I am hearing are to keep me stagnant, are to bring me down, are to lure me into a space of not being able to move forward, are to lure me into a space of not being able to execute, and it's to suck and drain the energy that I have. See, we have to understand that when you are an entrepreneur, a kingdom entrepreneur, this is war. This is war because the enemy does not want you to birth the things that God has called you to do in this season. Why? Because if you've gotten an assignment and you're a kingdom entrepreneur, you are doing an assignment that's going to impact God's kingdom and have impact that could lead people to Christ, have impact that can break generational curses, have impact that can rob hell of the souls that the enemy is counting on and trying to attack and come after. It doesn't matter whether you're a service provider. It doesn't matter whether you're selling hair. It doesn't matter whether you are a consultant. Whatever it is that you're doing, when it's in alignment with the mission that God has placed on your life, the enemy has an assignment to cancel that. And so this is war. And we go about this as if, oh, well, I don't have an adversary. We're going about this as, you know, I'm doing my business. I'm doing, you know, kingdom work. I'm executing, you know, I'm using my gifts. I'm building my brand, all of this stuff. And we just think it's just business. It's not just about business. It's spiritual, right? And so because we have to take the mindset that this is a war ground, that means when the enemy steps into our territory, it's time for us to then armor up. But not only to armor up, but we have to fire back. And we have to be able to have the weapons to fire back. We have to be able to have the word of God on the inside of us that will allow us to be able to shoot down the enemy and cast out every thought that does not line up with the word of God. Not only do we have to be able to cast those things out, but then we have to be able to replace them with the things of the word and what God has already spoken over us. We have to be able to recognize when the enemy is firing at us, and we have to increase ourselves. This is an attack. We should be angry when the enemy comes into our territory. We should be angry when the enemy steals our time with procrastination. We should be angry when the enemy steals our authority because we've allowed doubt and fear and all of that stuff to creep in. But we have to be mad, not just at him, but at ourselves as well. And so, because that means we've allowed ourselves to feed into it. But it's the training that we have to go through, and it's the development that we are responsible for that will allow us to be able to get into that space where we can fight back, where we can go to war and we can see the strategy of the enemy and we can recognize this is the strategy and we can make a decision that we will no longer fall into the same strategies over and over and over again. We have to be able to put the right things in place mentally, spiritually, physically. What does that mean? That means that once you start to recognize how you fall into this space of being stuck, then you have to put things in place. What are the scriptures that you need to armor up with? That way, every time you start hearing or feeling this way, you can start powering yourself up. Who are the people that you can hold on to that will give you some encouragement and inspire you and encourage you? And then also, what are the actions that you can take, the physical actions that you can take that will help move you from that space and get you into another space? Maybe it's you need to turn that TV off instead of using the TV to clear your mind of all the things and not stress out. Maybe you need to go take a walk so that you're able to function and breathe and experience the amazing things that God has created and see nature and feel, you know, his creations to know that I can continue to push forward, right? Maybe it's when you're in a mental space of fog, maybe you need to go have a glass of tea, a warm tea, or take a hot bath or something that will help you to move yourself out of that space, but something that is more on the productive side. When I was growing up, I didn't watch TV. I did not watch TV. My mom thought it was the craziest thing because I would not watch TV. And when I was younger, I was so driven. Like, if you walked into my room, I had all of these, like, I didn't really know about quotes or affirmations or anything like that, but I knew that if there was a certain goal I had, I was writing it down and putting it on my wall. And so I was always thinking about the things that I wanted to accomplish and things like that, and I really didn't watch TV. But then I recognized as I became an adult, and when I would get into a space of being overwhelmed or feeling like I'm stuck, I would then use that, and I still do sometimes, as a way to just not process at this time, right? Because I'm a person who will think and think and think and think and think when there's something on my mind, to the point that I can't sleep, I can't eat. And so for me, watching TV would be a way to get all of the things out of my mind and focus on something else. But that will then lead to you being stagnant, you procrastinating, not moving forward. And so what I'm saying now is, it's okay to still have some outlets, but you have to have boundaries on those things. And then not only do you have to have boundaries, we have to also find what are the things that we can do to make us feel better, but things that are going to actually propel us into movement versus cause us to stop, right? I hope that this gives you some encouragement, gives you some things to think about, but also gives you some tools on how to navigate this space of feeling stuck, because it happens to everybody. It may be just a small moment and it may be a full-on season, but that depends on what we do and how we do it in those seasons. It depends on our mind, it depends on our actions, and it also depends on us being able to connect with other people and have accountability that can push us forward and that can keep us going. So I want to invite you, if you're listening to this episode and you're not connected to our community, if you are not connected to a community of women that will encourage you, that will push you forward, that will allow you to be stretched, a space where you can grow, a space where you can be able to be transparent and say, hey, this is where I am. I need someone to cover me in prayer. This is where I'm having some downfalls or some challenges. Who can give me some steps or some direction in reference to this? Then I encourage you to click the link in the description and get connected to our community. We are a community that prays. We are a community that empowers, but we are also a community that will walk alongside you, push you, and do this journey together, because we are all on assignment. And I am a firm believer that your assignment is not just for you. If you are a kingdom entrepreneur, your assignment is not just for you. It's so much greater impact than what we realize in just the little actions that God may be telling us to do right now in this season, right? It can be impacting you, but not only you, it can be impacting your children, it can be impacting generations to come. There's ancestors, or whatever you want to call it, generations before you that have prayed for you if you are the generational curse breaker. And it's up to us to make the decisions that we are going to do our part. We have a responsibility to do our part to ensure that our part of the puzzle is fulfilled. And we cannot do that when we allow the enemy to come in our minds and keep us in the places of being stagnant and stuck. So I hope that this pushes you forward. I hope that it encourages you. Take some time, get before the Lord, get some scriptures that will boost you up, that will empower you, that will encourage you, that will move you forward, that you can repeat. Put on your worship music if that's the action step that you need to take to get to shift the atmosphere and get you moving forward, and use your voice when it comes to worship, right? It's one thing to listen to worship. It's another thing to actively worship. And I know that for a fact, because when you start to declare the things and when you start to speak and when you start to, it's almost like you're releasing so many things once you open your mouth. I used to say that I felt like the enemy had robbed me of my voice and I wouldn't worship. I would listen to worship music, and I would raise my hands and I would believe, but I wouldn't open my mouth and speak. And we have to open our mouths and we have to speak. We have to actively engage and worship with our Father, because when we do, it just releases so much. And even when it comes to your affirmations and the scriptures that you're feeding yourself, it's one thing to read those things, but it's another thing to speak them out loud so that you can hear it, so that the enemy can hear it, so the atmosphere in your home and in your workspace and in your car can be shifted. We have to use our voices. That's all I wanted to lay on today. I wanted to encourage you. If you're in a space of being stuck, if you get to a space of being stuck, come back to this episode. Get some empowerment. Get some encouragement. Turn this on and start cleaning or start walking or start doing something that will help you to take action. Find someone that can hold you accountable, that can empower you, encourage you, or hop in our group in our community and share with us so that we can empower and encourage you and continue to move forward. You were built for this, but you were not built to handle this by yourself. Don't get me wrong when I say you can handle it. I know 100% that we can do nothing without Christ. And so it starts there. Yes, you can handle it, but don't forget where your source, your strength, your ability comes from. And I hope that, you know, you just stay encouraged and have an amazing day. I will chat with you on the next episode. Excited to hear what's coming next on the She Handles Business podcast. Be sure to like, subscribe, and follow so that you get all the updates on our upcoming episodes.